Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This is our cartoon recap show for the month of May, and let me tell you, we're getting excited for Kingdom and the Planet of the Apes, so much so that we had to unearth this long-dead cartoon, Return to the Planet of the Apes. The episode we're doing, Flames of Doom, Season 1 of 1, dun, Episode dun, dun. 1, September the 6th, 1975. Now, it's important to point out, this cartoon comes out after all of those original ape movies were released, and I after see. The short-lived TV show.
So
live action, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was sort of interested in this because, not interested, but like the twist is
not
just
interested.
The twist is just gone. Like, it's immediately, like, very clearly, yeah. This is Earth. This has been Earth all along, you know what I mean?
Right. We walked by the Brooklyn Bridge at one point, I think.
Yep. And yeah, frankly, that's the move, and that's yes. What, like, the Tim Burton 2001 like should have leaned into also, you know what yeah. I mean, like we exactly. all know what the deal is when you make a deal with the devil about seeing something called Planet of the Apes,
exactly, especially like I mean that's what those I wouldn't call them James Franco movies, but the you know the new Matthew,
well, he's only in the first one.
What's his name? Matthew not Matthew Vaughn.
Reeves.
Matthew Reeves. God,
Reeves.
Matt totally
Reeves.
Different directors there. The Matt Reeves trilogy there is, it's like immediately, like, we're on Earth. We know it's going to be Earth. You know what I mean? We
right.
know that these apes will be reigning on Ooh. Earth.
Right. When good apes go bad. That's yeah. the whole theme of that
The first one, you're just waiting for them to beat James Franco to death. You're just like,
you're waiting for the rise. Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Please he just get, come he, and do it.
He got out alive. Is that right?
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
Yeah, sort he gets out alive. And then in the second one, I think they're just like, oh, that dude died.
Second one, they should be a fucking monkey in a tuxedo should be drinking out of his skull.
Now we're thinking.
But yeah, so this is, you know, it is your classic mid-70s. We're going to put no money into this thing. We're trying to use a previously established IP to exploit.
Uh-huh.
I would argue, as cheap as this is, and boy, oh boy, is it fucking discount cartoonery. Don't worry about it. They're at least smart enough to make it look offbeat enough, where for yep. me, at least watching this 22 minutes, it was pretty interesting still.
It's cool, and I think you still know it's the 70s. People are going to get stoned and watch this kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes. And it's, you know, we're taking that big IP and making like a little shoddy cartoon out of kind of like IPP is what I've been calling it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, oh, like nailed them, dude.
Like it's, urine.
I don't want to be the person who is giving too much credit to Ren and Stimpy, but it has yeah. that same thing that like cartoons, I mean, it was more prevalent this era than that, but they copied it, was like one still being hugely expressive.
Yeah.
And like, just using that as like a continuation of a story. I like that in general, but they take it for a walk in this one, I gotta say.
Oh, literally, we take a walk. We take a walk. And yes, this is kind of like a Johnny Quest type of animation.
Yes. Good call. Yes,
didn't
that's
actually
the style.
Thinking about like Adult Swim Sea Lab a little bit.
Definitely feels like Sea Lab. Yep. It's interesting. Like, yeah, Chris, I mean, like, it's that cheapness that like, but it is like expressive enough where it's like kind of interesting and cool. Like the shitty shot of like, it's just a painted sun and like, you know, you can zoom in, yeah. but it is giving you that feeling of like, oh, the heat is bearing down on our wayward astronauts, you know, like that kind
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah. And it's interesting on the eyes too, right? Like when they, there's the sun close up like that, you can see the brush strokes, you yes. know, to paint the sun and everything. So it's like, there's redeeming things here, but we start in, it's very
those,
much.
Sorry, yep. did you ever watch those cartoons? Well, they weren't cartoons, but they were like those shows. It was almost like a Bob Ross, but it was illustrating. And it was like a dude who would tell a story, and it'd be like, and then, you know, she, this one, little taffy over here is like, why can't I have supper? And it was like, he would be what drawing, he'd like be drawing someone telling you a story, and like it was very like weird because you'd zoom in on the illustration while the guy was like talking about it. It was really bizarre. I guess I'm
was this public access you were
yes
watching?
Oh absolutely yeah
Steve, I think, yeah, dude.
Was this real?
No, this is real.
Hey, of course
listen,
it is.
Listen, okay. Listen.
Yes.
You fucking apes. Steve mm-hmm. is right. This is real. Steve, I believe what you were talking about is Pappy Land.
Okay.
Pappy drew it.
Absolutely not.
all right, look, I will put the Wikipedia page in the chat, but it was...
Oh my God, I Googled it. It's disgusting.
It's a show called Pappy Land, and he was like a prospector called Pappy Druitt, and he would animate shit. I haven't thought about this in...
Oh my God.
A long time.
We're done with the apes. We're talking Pappy. This guy looks incredible. He looks like LG Yahoo, the bisexual prospect.
I am going to say this. This explains a lot, Steve and Andrew.
Whatever.
I agree. This does explain a lot. I'm going to watch an episode right now.
I know you two fucking morons weren't smart enough to watch PBS, but we were, okay?
I was over there at Carmen Sandiego, okay, motherfucker? That's where I was.
Oh, well, that was also a classic. But yeah, there was some characters. I'm looking at the character list here. Grandpappy drew it.
Oh my God, I'm watching the introduction to Pappy Land. This is disturbing. This guy's got to be dead, right?
He has to be dead.
He has to, right?
He has to have died.
Michael Cariglio? I gotta look it up.
Michael Cariglio.
Sorry to derail everything.
No, who cares, dude? This is a thin cartoon. If anyone watched along with us, they understand that.
And if you have seen Planet of the Apes movies, you've seen this opening before. This is the cold open for most Planet of the Apes movies, where like, where are we? Oh, we're here. Okay, what's going on? Apes can talk.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I was looking at like the episode descriptions down the line for this, because there's only like 14 of them, I think. Or no, the live action had 14. I don't know what the animated had, less than that, probably by a few. Mm. But it goes places, man. It's certainly they take some shit for a walk. There's definitely an episode where they're battling a dinosaur.
Ooh. All right, hold up.
On this cartoon.
That's awesome.
That's the weird part. We'll get into the weirder parts of this episode that remain unexplained as like for a pilot, but like it's like, wait, why did that happen? You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
It's almost one continuous story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This whole 13 episodes is what they did.
Guys, sorry to interject again, but Pappy. This guy, Pappy.
Proof of life on Pappy?
Pappy's alive and he's on TikTok.
Oh no.
As Pappy?
Yeah, well, I'll send you guys the link here.
Oh no. Keep Pappy
away from the Zillennials, okay? They don't need to know about Pappy.
He doesn't want to know. Don't let them comment. For crying out loud, do not let them comment on this stuff.
Pappy is alive and living in Florida. I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
Still painting.
At Pappy drew it. I can't believe it.
Utica's own. Pappy.
Oh, Utica. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's where he was born.
This fucking Midwestern New York motherfucker. Wow. Also, I'm looking at the cast, the character list for Pappy Drew It or Pappy Land. Snacker Jack Drew It.
Uh-huh.
Pappy's city cousin and Grandpappy's nephew, who appeared in the season 4 episode Snacker Jack and the Snack Attack. At first, all he eats is junk food, but Pappy talks him into eating healthy food. If you can
eat it. Wow. Yeah, good for Pappy.
Yes. Here's a drawing of a carrot. Do you like a carrot, little?
Would you like celery?
he could really persuade you, that guy.
Whoa, so, actually, Mrs. Pappy, played by Pappy's real life wife.
Whoa, are they still together?
I don't know. Michelle Cariglio
Finnerty.
Or no, actually, if it's Cariglio and then Finnerty, this might be like Pappy's sister or some shit.
Oh, he's married to his sister. That's twisted.
I don't know. I'm going to close this Pappy Land Wikipedia page.
We start in, in space, and like it's just our trip of three astronauts, white guy, white lady, black guy. That's how it goes always.
Come on, give them some respect. Let's say their name's Bill Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hudson.
Jeff Allen
and Judy something, right?
I think it's just Judy.
Yeah, she's not going to last long. Well, because I mean, in the original, obviously, Judy dies in her. Well, the interesting thing here is it's not a the OG. It's a what do you call it? There a hibernation scenario. It's like you hibernate. Oh, we hibernated way too long. What year is it? Blah blah blah. This they went into a time shift, and they're like, oh, that doctor so-and-so's Dr. Stanton's theory of time rush is actually true. And like, as they're plummeting, like, time is just going faster and faster until it's 3,900 and something or other.
Yeah, 79. It's 3979.
Feels a little like Interstellar. Except for when they go off course, though, they use the you just lost a life in video games music. Like, I find that very fun.
Well, it is funny because they're like, what is the craft doing? We're going so far into the future. And the animation is just, it's the spaceship pointing down, and that, like, just the cell of the spaceship is being dragged down through the frame.
Is this actually what happened? Like, because I know there is a time shift in the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes.
He goes, I just had to rewatch that because I guessed it on a podcast talking about a movie book adaptation of it.
Okay.
It's like there's a monkey out in a pod and it goes into a, like, a magnetic storm.
That's Mark Wahlberg. He's the monkey, right?
No. The ape has to go chase the monkey, dude. You see there?
Yes, there you
he's
go.
An Got ape.
It. Okay.
He's a fucking ape man. No, he's just an astronaut. And he goes into this magnetic storm and it's like, sometimes you shoot out at this time and sometimes you shoot out at that time kind of a thing. So this is more like they took this idea for the Burton one. Yeah,
that's interesting. I mean, I gotta say, when we meet the apes, I like that they have, this is some confidence here to be able to call, I didn't catch it, I want to believe this, that is it named General Urkel,
dude? For the purposes of this episode, Chris, we're calling him General Urkel. I believe it's General Urko.
General Stefan Urkel is the answer.
Right. Oh, I was a big fan of Stefan Urkel, dude. He was a smooth motherfucker. The cool thing is Urko is actually a character from the live-action TV show, and Urko on that show was played by Mark Leonard from Star Trek.
Oh,
wow. Cool. So did you watch any of that TV show?
So I have an Apes box set that some of the special features were like, here's an episode of the live action show, or here's an episode of the cartoon. So I've seen some of that stuff. Like, I've seen this cartoon, but oddly, I don't think this first episode was one of the ones they put on it. I don't believe, but like the
good choice.
Keeping
this one in the closet. I think that's a good choice on their end, I'll say.
Well, because it is pretty much this, like you said, the same story as the 68 one at the start. But yeah, so like this was also, the cartoon and the TV show were released on DVD, like a standalone things that I would wager are probably out of print at this point.
One would hope.
14 episodes it lasted, and it's just about some, yet again, just some other astronaut shows up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's also very funny because as they're plummeting, like, it's clearly they can see they're just falling back to Earth, and like clearly it's zooming in on, like, you know, North America, and then like getting specifically, you know, where the United States is. But that's what's funny is like when they get out of it, they're like, where are we?
I know.
Like, where the fuck do you think you are?
I mean, like, where do you, because that's the weirdest part. And then later when like the woman is about to die, she's like, give this ring to my sister on Earth. If we ever get there, A, you are on Earth, and you know that, and B, look at your clock. It's been 2,000 years. Your sister is dead.
Yes, dead. Long, long dead, and everyone ever is dead. Everyone ever you knew is dead.
Absolutely. How many of them's is dead? All of them.
You know this is Earth, because what do you do when you crash down on this thing? It looks like New Mexico. It probably is.
Right? Yeah, it's a weird, she's like, wow, this really does look like New Mexico, except for that ocean that's right over there.
Yeah.
Nice. My God. We get a lot of just like sort of walking across this wasteland, you know.
Oh,
like,
the walking.
There's got to be food and water out there somewhere.
Oh,
no, an earthquake is eating Judy.
Like, wait, all right, so that's the question. I mean, First, there's like living fire that happens, which is kind of strange. Like, it just
sort of burns up their survival packs
and then like goes away. Like, and I was like, is this like a weird like Moses situation or burning bush?
It feels like a Star Trek episode. You go to a barren planet, your gear gets fucked by some god-esque alien, but no, it's just a burning bush walking around.
Oh, and my then, God, we're on a planet of apes. Wow, that one ape is kind of sexy.
I better have sex with this.
Yes.
kill the offspring, of course.
She, but then yes, there's an earthquake a little bit further on that just eats Judy and then stops.
Mm-hmm. It seals its the fucking ground opens up, swallows her, and seals itself back up. And these two dudes are just like Bill and Jeff are just like, what just happened? I so like it's always great when the characters in the cartoon are as confused as the audience.
Yeah, I like one of I think it's I don't know if this is Bill or Bruce. The black character says, "Come on, Jeff. Come on, Judy. Beep, beep, beep. You can make it." I know you're just supposed to like swallow the terrible delivery and shit like this, but sometimes it really sticks out, and that one was hard to take.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard to take.
I was just doing a little research, looking ahead. It appears that Judy is listed here as in the cast on Wikipedia as the lone female astronaut and an expert airline pilot. Okay.
All right.
She is kidnapped and held by underdwellers for a time before being rescued. I wonder if this is sort of a Beneath the Planet of the Apes we're going to get into with Judy.
It. Well, it definitely is, because when they meet Nova and she has those Brent dog tags. Brent is the dude from the second movie. He's the Heston knockoff character spends the whole movie looking.
Where's Brent? Brent? Brent?
Bill?
Where is Brent?
Right. Jeff?
Bill. We find Nova. Bill? The astronaut's bicycle. Everyone's had a ride here. She has dog tags of Brent.
By the way,
because she fucked him, and all the rest of the dog tags are just, you know, her fucking another notch in her belt.
It's her body count right there.
It's like that episode of SVU with John Savage where he was a pedophile baseball coach, little league coach, and they're trying to be like, "Hey, John Savage, you need to find which of these kids did you kill,
oh my
and which
God.
Ones did you just diddle." You know what I'm talking about, Chris?
Oh my and God, keep, this fucking.
They keep giving him baseball hats, and he smells it. And he goes,
"Yeah,
oh, that's Jimmy Sampson. He was a sweet kid." And then he smells like another one. Like, "Oh, that was Tommy Sanborn." Oh,
like Hannibal's, sniffing perfume.
Yes,
and telling
yes.
you what the notes are. This is it's an SVU. It's an SVU episode.
Oh my God!
Where it's just I think it's Olivia and him in the cage, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. And he's just smelling all these hats. It's stunning.
Decades away from the fucking Deer Hunter. We are just
exactly.
fucking water.
we're a couple decades away from fucking Do the Right Thing, where he's just wearing a Larry Bird jersey in the wrong neighborhood.
I forgot about that. Yes.
I do like Bill and Jeff stumbling across the ape Mount Rushmore, and they're just like, why would someone build a monument to apes?
I love that. The way the disgust in their voice, like, what the fuck?
It's like, frankly, I wonder, you know, here's another sort of thing that you can trace to the Burton movie. Like, did this ape Mount Rushmore sort of inspire the General Thade Abraham Lincoln monument?
Probably.
Would make more sense that film was origins are more in these shitty cartoons and the shitty live action TV show than it would be in the original set of actual movies.
Because I was a kid sitting around watching the apes cartoon, little Tim Burton.
Animation is an art.
Yep. But hey, you know, the show's not over yet. We've got our intrepid heroes laying on the ground for a while. Hello, help us, we're hurt.
we should say there was a quick in the ape council meeting. There was one dude who wants to just eliminate all humans because he believes that they have speech. I assume
that's Urkel
from the this probably happened from earlier films. It's like, hey, we've had these guys are talking, gotta kill them all, and now it's like, well, no, until we find empirically that they can speak, we can still hunt them for sport, use them for slave labor, and whatever else you want to do. So you can kill them, but just don't genocide them.
Exactly. Medical experiments, also, Stephen. Medical experiments are totally on board. And it's kind of weird at the end. They're like, it's kind of a good thing that we're doing that, isn't it? Like, we can still do experiments on them. Science will go on. We can put all kinds of shit in these humans.
Think about the amount of like the shampoo you used this morning, thrown into an ape's eye, and like, you know, made him drink it just to test it all out. They need to start, you know, this is what goes around comes around, and eventually we will be tested on, and I cannot wait.
Oh, you look forward to that.
I'll be dead by then.
I think we're all dead before that happens.
Yeah, I will be dead. But I'm glad that humanity should be an underclass on this planet.
Oh, as long as it's not me, absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. Whatever you want to do after.
But for everyone else.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do after I'm gone is cool, dude.
It's just funny that, you know, we have proof that, you know, some of this story may have already happened already. The existence of Brent's fucking dog tags, right? So, like, you trace that back and it's like, okay, well, that means then that the Heston movie happened. So they know that people can talk. You know what I mean? That's why I was saying off the air that like this cartoon, it's kind of, it's like borrowing sort of a vibe of Mad Max where it's like, we might be redoing the same story and details are kind of changed about it. But, you know, the echoes are familiar for a reason. Cause like, why would they be having this ape argument? And this is Dr. Zaius is there. Like, these are the people, these are the characters from Apes 68. So, like, you know, you were fucking talking with Charlton Heston, you know.
I think you're totally onto something there. Like, the oral tradition, or just like badly written ape handwriting being like, Bright Eyes. No, it doesn't say Bright Eyes. It says Brent.
Right.
Oh, no, it says, I see Bill.
Everywhere I look, I see Bill. That's the problem.
No, that's not Bright Eyes. That's Brent and Isaiah. What is wrong with you?
I do love the we do come across the human enclave there, and it's fucking funny because like they keep using the same footage of people running in the dark in caves. Like, we see this like seven times.
Yes, and we see some close-ups of just like a static shot of cavemen. And so there's cavemen and there's babes. There's the two types.
Well, that's you have the one sexy lady, and then all of these Geico cavemen. It is really funny. Like, they are so drawn. I mean, they have like the big, you know, brow that goes over their fucking eye sockets. You know, like, they are straight up cavemen.
Show?
And then the sexy girl.
Maybe it's de-evolution going into ape.
Possibly.
Oh, like that would be interesting.
I have something there. So, you look, those ones, totally cool to kill. That one, not so much. Yeah, we gotta keep her. The sexy one's gotta survive, but as many as those little monsters as you wanna kill, go right ahead.
But that's
gonna shoot that guy with my devolution ray, all right, man? He's gonna turn into a bunch of goop, or maybe a fucking mushroom.
I do love. So, yeah, we meet Nova, both Jeff and Bill do. And yes, I mean, it's 20 minutes of Jeff, Nova, Bill, Brent, Nova, Bill, Jeff, Joe, Brent,
Sam.
And then she finally goes, Bill. And he's like, yeah, now we're getting it. Let's start over again, Nova, Bill, Jeff, Brent.
Nova, Bill, Jeff. And like, nothing happens at this. Then the gorillas roll out.
And then somehow you cut from that static footage to that Scarface meme of the guys making all the money. Oh, yeah, we are saving so much. They gave us $300 to animate this episode. We only spent two. Nice.
Just a bunch of nods and cigars. Just nothing but.
General Urkel, you know, rides up here. They're in like fucking just straight up green army jeeps. That's fine. It's kind of great because the guy who voices General Urko, Henry Corden, was the second Fred Flintstone.
Mm.
And you can fucking hear it. Like, when he rolls up and he goes, sound a battle call, Barn. Oh. Like, if he just put Barn at the end of it, it would just be Fred Flintstone.
You are totally right. My God. And, you know, he would probably also love some Brontosaurus ribs as well.
Oh, good thing there's a dinosaur a few episodes
we've all
now.
we've all now traveled, because I'm the last one to do it, traveled in countries where you don't speak the native language, right? You know, you're just kind of, and like sometimes you're walking around and like maybe people are talking and you're using context clues. These two dudes, Brent and Jeff, or Bill and Jeff, are sitting there and then like, rah, 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 and everyone starts running and they're like, what's that? Huh, what are they up to? Like, I mean, like, dude, if you hear a loud alarm and people run for the hills, usually you should join them.
Let's run away from them. Like, they're all doing that. Let's do the opposite and see if that works.
By the way, the whole like Bill and Nova, that's like, that was me ordering McDonald's in Beijing. It was like,
oh, really?
Oh, dude, it was terrible. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I guess I'll order by number. The number two. And they're like, what?
Nope. Still not there yet.
And then you can't just hold up two fingers because they just think you're doing the peace sign, which is very popular.
Exactly. Yes.
You were totally fucked, dude. You should have been like, all right, you know, 10, a number 10. Do you get that? Or a 9?
Right. Yeah, I think I eventually got there by doing the point. Numbers on my fingies.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. It takes them a million years to actually get to the camp, but they do. And they start gassing it and...
No, they're gas in the cave.
That's all. Yeah, camp cave. Sure.
I thought you meant the camp of the like an ape city.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, so to the caves. The gas in the caves. Jeff and Nova escape by fun slide, which is great. But
there's a fucking hole in this cave. Excellent.
Poor Bill doesn't make it. And I mean, like, if you're Urkel, Strephon Urkel, the great general, and you're grabbing all these like humans, you're like, yeah, caveman. Blonde right. twink with a lycra shirt, caveman. Wouldn't you take extra time with the guy who's got blonde hair? He's shaved. He's wearing totally different clothes than you've ever seen in your life.
They all look the same to them. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
be honest. They all look. It doesn't really matter. Oh, that's just one of their cultural garbs. Never mind. Put it on. Let's go.
I do like because. This is, you know, after all, a cartoon for children.
Sure.
In one way or another, you know, you have certain censor related things or whatever. And NBC had, at least according to the trivia here, I'm not just pulling this out of my knowledge of this franchise, the emulative clause, which meant like if a 6-year-old kid could emulate, you know, if a 6-year-old kid emulated what they were doing in the cartoon, it had to be stuff that wouldn't be dangerous or lethal or whatever. So it's kind of funny. So that's why like the apes like have rifles, but they never use them on the show. They don't have knives or anything like that. But I guess it's fine to tell kids like gassing people.
Sure.
And space is
no worries.
You could do that. And, hey, if you want to act out your favorite apes episode, go take a long walk around the backyard. Maybe lay down for a minute.
Don't drink water for 2 days.
If you're thirsting for authority, though, just have the gun and walk around with it. That's fine. Don't worry about it. You don't got to fire it. Just walk to your friend's house with the gun out and just say,
hey. I guess they didn't get that for The Adventures of Superman and Eric Clapton's son, unfortunately. That just
It's
a sad one.
Oh, no. we do have... when Bill is getting kidnapped. Of
Wait, Jeff?
It's a... Bill.
Brent?
Nova?
Bill?
Brent?
Nova!
Jeff? Judy!
Jeff.
I believe it is Bill. Because, yes, Jeff, oh, really quickly, when Jeff slides down the little twisty slide, the animation of this guy just twirling, always twirling down the slide. It's really
adorable.
Bad. But then when Bill is captured with some other cavemen, you know, it's the proud tradition of Planet of the Apes. We're going to run into the tall grass. Like, that fucking matters. Like, just funny how we do repeat some franchise staples, such as running into the tall grass and being captured immediately anyway.
So there's these wagon cages that, you know, there's...
Man,
Bill is thrown in and taken to Ape City.
You can't
take him alive, Bond.
You can't even give me like a fun name for the wagon cages. Yeah.
Oh yes.
No. the bullet shooters. Let's just get those out there and use them. Like, just give me some name. Come
well,
on.
Well, we established these wagon cages like we're letting ready for Darth Maul. It's like, yeah. Get the wagon cages. The what? The wagon cages.
What could that possibly?
Jeff?
What could that possibly be? Oh, it's a wagon with a cage on it. Okay, cool.
Yabba dabba Bill.
Nova. Bill.
Brent.
Judy.
Jeff.
Bill.
We're hurt.
Jerry, George, Marla, Stacy.
It's such a thin episode. He's just taken back to Ape City, and then like Dr. Zaius and Cornelius are like, "Oh, new research animals are in."
Here's Zira and Cornelius. Oh, right. They are allowed to pick six humans for research, and the last—I mean, this is truly a. These are all just strung together to make a kind of long animated apes movie in some capacity or another, because it just ends with. Dr. Zaius being like, remember children, because they're like, oh, thank you, Dr. Zaius, for letting us take these humans to put fucking shampoo in their eyeballs.
Yes,
and he goes,
exactly.
Remember children, the free ape is the one who isn't afraid to go to the end of his thought. And that's just the end of
yes.
the episode.
Yes. Okie dokie.
And Jeff is still with Nova. He's just laying there. I guess we're all exhausted from this day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you fall down a fun slide like that after getting chased by apes and.
Yeah.
You saw poor Judy swallowed up by mm-hmm. the earth. but yeah, I don't know. We'll go around the horn here, see some final thoughts. And were we maybe necessarily embarrassed watching this, Steve Sadak?
Not embarrassed. I think it's really stylized. It's kind of cool. It's that 70s thing that you could see these Gen Xers just eating their large cereals to it. You know, I had some fun with it. I imagine.
Yeah.
If I were to watch a better episode, I'd have more fun with it. But this is a really not exactly a gripping pilot to get people way into your show. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, especially
right.
If we're doing the thing where like we know that it's going to be Earth all along, like let's get moving. Like, you know what I mean? Like this, the long period of like the walking through the sour Earth. Like, I get it. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Bill should get captured in minute 7 as opposed to minute 30.
Mm-hmm. Chris Cabin.
I wasn't embarrassed. I mostly agree with what Steve said. I like the idea of, like, the panels and, like, one image really having the power. Like, that image of all three faces, yeah. And it's hot, and, like, they have the wavy lines, and it looks... Like, stuff like that is cool to me. I still think that's pretty, like... inventive and creative, but like, yeah, as a piece of overall storytelling, it is like dead in the water from almost the beginning. As soon as you get past the like ape council, it's over. And again, there are images to like, but like overall as a story, there's not really anything there.
Eric.
Yes. Not embarrassed, asleep. it's a dull episode, but I really love some of the animation. I love the opening title sequence. I thought was really sharp.
Yes. Fantastic.
Eerie as fuck.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's definitely, I could see like, yeah, if another episode or a few episodes together, maybe it would be a little bit of more of a thing, but yeah, it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I did have a nice enough time going back to this. This is not one of the ones I had seen before. It is Dollsville, no doubt about it. I did find a lot of charm in the cheap animation. You know, like Chris, you mentioned the shot of the three of them in close up and it's all orange and red. I thought that was very cool, except Jeff, who is a black guy, is kind of just drawn like an Italian dude in that close up. Like, it's not the same. It's not the same face at all. At all. Not
wait,
same
Jeff,
haircut,
Bill?
Whatever.
Bill?
Brent. Nova
Bill.
But I want to I have to say, well, maybe Jeff has to say, or maybe Bill has
Bill.
Jeff?
Bill
is talking now.
Brent.
They do find Brent at some point in this, and he's a character again in it. But I feel like, you know, yes, like we've been saying, this is made for people to get high to. I really want to get like a couple of you know, bags of my psilocybin tea and just kind of take in this animation. But I want to read you guys two episode summaries that you'll be like, what in the shit. Season 1, Episode 8, Attack from the Clouds. The astronauts must save the herd of people from a flying dinosaur and keep the airplane from the apes.
Cool.
Get away from that airplane, you fucking apes.
By the way, the airplane in question is indeed a World War II fighter plane. Just putting that out there.
Oh, nice.
So
it's a Messerschmitt?
It very well could be. I don't know what that means. I'll trust you on that. Here's the other one. Get ready for this. Season 1, Episode 11, Battle of the Titans. Cornelius and Zira take advantage of Urko's demotion. First of all, whoops. To try and attempt to salvage an old hot air balloon. Little do they know, the dragon is back.
Ooh.
So Bill and Cornelius must team up with an ancient ape god to stop it.
Yes,
sure.
Dude, yes. Just the fucking drugs going into this. Unbelievable. That is going to do it for this episode of Animation Damnation. As always, we thank y'all so much for being the kick-ass Patreon subscribers that you are. And until next month, I've been Andrew Jupin.
Bill! Jeff,
Brent,
Judy.